The U.S. economy remains the largest in the world, and consumer spending supports two-thirds of all activity here. You might remember that after the 9/11 attacks, consumers were urged to come to the economy's rescue by spending more aggressively. And as pointed out by a recent Barron's article, these ought to be boom times for U.S. consumers. After all, unemployment is now at a 16-year low of 4.3%. Wages are edging higher, home prices are rising, and the stock market has been hitting record highs. Despite all of this, consumers aren't spending with much gusto. Real U.S. personal spending is growing at roughly 2.6% on a year-over-year basis, when it should probably be growing closer to 4%. Year-over-year growth in U.S. retail sales peaked at 8.3% in mid-2011 and has since slowed to 4.5%. Why aren't consumers spending more given where we are in the current economic cycle? There are many forces at work, including indebtedness. The consumption boom of the past few decades has been fueled in large measure by massive expansions of credit. Total household debt recently reached a record high of $12.7 trillion. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.